all about wines this spring in Vancouver. On Monday, April 29th at the Roundhouse Community Centre, the wines of New Zealand are coming to town. You can find out more about this country's wines, and there's far more coming from this amazing country than just Sauvignon Blanc. Try a sampling of fine foods and cheeses from New Zealand and get to know New Zealand Pinot Noirs, Merlots, Pinot Gris, Rieslings, and more. At the show, there'll be Cloudy Bay, Elephant Hill, Oyster Bay wines, and many more. You can go to my site, goodlifevancouver.com, for a chance to win two tickets to this event and for more information. On April 24th, sake lovers rejoice as Tugunume sake maker comes to one of Vancouver's best sushi spots, Zest Restaurant on West 16th and McDonald. This sake is launching Tengume sake in Canada, and the chefs at Zest are preparing an exquisite six-course meal to go along with this beautiful sake. This is not the cheap hot stuff, but instead finely crafted and served cold to showcase its unique flavors. The price for this is $108, including tax and gratuity. This evening, Australian wines are showcased at the Stanley Park Pavilion, brought to us by House Wine. Entitled The Next Chapter, the Aussies have brought new vintages of beloved and iconic classics from Down Under. Tickets here are $55 and available at housewine.ca. The Naramata Bench Wineries are on the road again for their spring release on Friday, April 26th at the Four Seasons Hotel. This is called Wine for Waves, and it's presented in partnership with the Vancouver Aquarium in support of its National Sustainable Seafood Program, Oceanwise. Enjoy the best of the Naramata Bench Wineries while sampling culinary offerings from partners such as You Restaurant and Bar, the Naramata Bench's own Hillside Winery Bistro, Misconduct Wine Co.'s The Kitchen and Upper Bench Winery and Creamery. Tickets are $95 and available at vanacqua.org/wineforwaves.